Good evening, councillors. Nice to see such a good turnout this evening. Councillors, can I ask, is there any apologies?
Councillor Devlin and Councillor Sharvin.
Councillor Devlin and Sharvin. Councillor Burgess. Councillor Burns and Councillor O'Gribben. Okay. Any declarations of interest, councillors? No? Okay, so we'll move swiftly then on to item number three, the main item of the evening. We're here tonight, councillors, to consider the passing of a special resolution to petition the Secretary of State, praying for the grant of a charter designating the district of the council a borough. Councillors, I don't have any remarks to make, so I'm going to open it up to the floor at this stage. Councillor Hardy.
Hi, Chair. I would propose no action on this. It's something that, Chair, we give great consideration to. I know a while back here in the Council, we agreed to explore this, and it's something that we took very serious, and we give it serious consideration. We did a number of meetings with people involved in the tourist industry. We did meetings with our colleagues in County Louth, and we give a great consideration, especially in the tourism, and it being the top priority for this council. And with our discussions in Louth, with Louth, our colleagues in Louth, the main priority for us through the tourist board here and the tourist board in the 26 counties is to push for the ancient East Coast to be extended. It stops off at Drogheda. We want to extend that right down into County Louth, and County Louth's going to be pushing for that, and we're also going to be using the MOU for that. And we want it right along the East Coast, and we don't see that ties in with borough status. And in those meetings that we done, there was all sorts of consideration. What is actually a borough? You know, when in different areas it means a walled town. In areas it's where there's one main town or city, and there's a sprawl around that. But it certainly doesn't tie in with our area here. And when you take the as I say, tourism's our top priority here. And when you take the rough, rugged area that we are trying to sell, the beauty of the lakes, the mountains, the scenery and that we have, I don't know if a borough actually described us at all, or where it would fit in. So after giving it serious consideration and doing a number of meetings, I'm proposing no action on this.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Hardy. Councillor Walker.
Chair, I would just like to second Councillor Riley's proposal in relation.
Sorry, the motion or the proposal by Councillor Riley has been seconded by Councillor Taylor already.
Well, that's okay. Well, I'm supporting the proposal, and our party will be supporting the proposal, and I'm sure other members of the party will be speaking. Disappointed that we have objectors to this. I heard what Councillor Hardy had to say. He mentioned Louth on two or three occasions. Now, I don't want to start a political row, but Newry Morning Down is within the jurisdiction of the United Kingdom. And yes, we have good neighbourly relations with Louth. I sit on that committee, and I think it's an excellent committee, but it's nothing to do with Louth. It's to do with the politicians in this council. Now, we all know why Sinn Féin are opposed to it. So we do. We know why they're opposed to it, because you will more than likely have to receive assent from Her Majesty the Queen. Now, you know, your party, Deputy First Minister, has held the hand of friendship out to Her Majesty the Queen. He was over in Windsor. He met her in Belfast and that. So, you know, can we not move forward here positively? I believe that this can only be good for this district. So it can. You mentioned tourism and that. You know, sometimes you go to meetings and that, and sometimes in the past when we were in Down Council, you know, it was maybe embarrassing where you were in amongst mayors and that. And we had a mayor in the former Newry and Moore, and there didn't seem to be a problem there, being called mayor. But at times, you were in amongst mayors and that, and our council was chair, and I felt at times it didn't seem right. So I'm supporting the proposer and seconder that we go ahead and seek approval.
Thank you, Councillor Walker. Councillor Brown.
Thanks, Chair. Once again, my mic's not working, so I've borrowed Cadogan's. I do worry that this is some sort of insidious plan to silence Alliance, but I'll not point any fingers. never. I would like to formally second the proposal by Councillor Harty, but hopefully for purely non-political reasons that Councillor Walker alluded to. I do think that there is very little that we could gain in the way of economic benefits or tourism benefits in terms of being called Newry, Mourne and Down Borough Council instead of District Council. I don't see why that makes a particularly big difference. I have been informed by my colleague beside me that we could in fact pass a motion to change our first citizen from chairperson to mayor if we so wanted, and that would be particularly cost effective. Well, I mean, we could use the term would be the implication there if we really wanted to be able to refer to it as a mayor. But I do think in the interest of a outward-looking, modern, progressive council that puts taxpayer, ratepayers' money and interests first, there is no benefits to proceeding with this application for borough status. I don't think any of us needs robes or the term alderman before our name. So I do think that we should not go ahead with this plan as proposed. Thanks.
Thank you, Councillor Brown. Sorry, apologies, Councillor McGrath.
Thank you, and some of the remarks from Alderman Brown were quite ridiculous there, but we'll pass over those. Chair, this is quite a silly conversation that we're having here this evening because many of the issues that we have discussed have already been discussed in the Governance Committee last year. The determinations that we took in the Governance Committee were then adopted by this Council on the proposal and seconding of members of Sinn Féin. So to have them here this evening saying that they're not supporting it, we're here tonight because of the minutes that you proposed and seconded. And I'm sorry, I just do not believe that the tourist industry in Newry, Mourne and Down is saying that if it had an option of either a mayor or a chairperson, that it would rather have a chairperson than a mayor. I can't believe the argument that says that the economic benefits from having a mayor in charge of your council is something that would be unwarranted and couldn't be supported. And we had conversations about aldermen. We had conversations about calling ourselves borough. And we got assurances and we've got the legal information in front of us tonight that tells us that we don't have to have aldermen. We can decide not to have them. We have the legal opinion in front of us tonight that tells us that we don't have to use the term borough in our title. We can decide instantly to revert back to the term district council. So therefore, we don't have to have any of the trappings that are ludicrous, because let's face it, we don't need to get dressed up outside of Halloween. Well, there's no reason for any of us to be getting dressed up in robes or spending money ridiculously on things that are very old-fashioned. But it is so important that we have a mayor in charge of our council because of the international understanding there is for that term. If many in this room have been the chair of either Down Council or have been the chair of Newry and Mourne Council, and you know how the conversation goes whenever you're dealing on an international basis. You get introduced to people as the chair of council and they follow it up by asking, what is that? And the next line always comes, he or she's the mayor. And they go, all right, we know who you're talking about, because it's an instantly recognisable term. But when people are having conversations or meetings, if they're having it with the mayor, they know exactly what they're going into and they will feel that they are being listened to and that they have an ear of that council. The fact that you have to explain who the person is puts you at a detriment. So we have the fact as well that we have people in our district and groups in our district who would want to invite the mayor of council to come along to them. How many times have people that have been the chair of either one of the legacy councils went to events where they were introduced as the mayor? Because people understand that it's the currency that is used for that term. And we have difficulty in the terms of borough council. And yet Ireland has plenty of borough councils. Plenty of them. Some of them may have changed recently, but up to last year we had Drogheda, Clonmel, Kilkenny, Sligo, Wexford, all of these places that are borough councils. We wouldn't even be doing that because we'd be taking the decision tonight to remove the term borough and keeping it at district. So I think really whenever we look at this, this is for the economic advantage of this council area, and it's for that reason, for the economic advantage of our citizens, that we would be suggesting, and I will ask for an amendment to the proposal. The amendment that I would suggest is that we make the decision tonight that if we apply for this borough status in order to get the term mayor, that we will not appoint aldermen and that we will revert our name back to district council once it has been granted. And I would ask maybe if that could be considered in the light that it would allow us to have a mayor of
just
our area.
Just for clarity, Councillor McGrath, that's an amendment to Councillor Riley's proposal?
It would be, yes. And I know he'd be supportive of that.
Okay, Councillor Taylor.
Chair, thank you, Chair. Chair, I just want to say I'm disappointed and I'm shocked at the position Sinn Féin taken on this issue and Councillor Brown, actually. Now, we've sat for quite a long time now, over a year and a half, discussing this issue at length, considerable length at times, and at no point whatsoever in any of these discussions have I had any concerns raised by the parties or the individual that is objecting to this proposal here tonight. I've done research on this, and boroughs in both the UK mainland and the south have all stated that they have benefited from being a borough, particularly in economic terms. It raises the profile of the district, and as a consequence of that there, it encourages economic investment in the area. And any borough that has been awarded that status has stated that. And I think, you know, it's a clear objective for us to improve our district economically and from a tourism point of view. And whenever we have the chance and opportunity to take on something like this here, where it will raise the profile of the district, it's disappointing that some parties have preached constantly to us about needing to do stuff like this here when it comes to it, that they fail to act. You know, I've thought long and hard about this since the statement that was released last week by Sinn Féin, and it is full of inaccuracies. As Councillor McGrath did say, we do not have to appoint aldermen. We do not have to refer to ourselves as a borough. It states that very clearly in the advice that we have been given. And the statement was full of inaccuracies. Now, Terry, I've read the statement, and it states very clearly we do not have to refer to ourselves as a borough. The council continues to have the power to refer to ourselves as a district, and to state otherwise is misleading. But I have thought long and hard this, and the only conclusion I can come to is that it is a fact, as Councillor Walker has stated, that it will be Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth that will grant assent for this. And that's where the problem lies with this. If Sinn Féin are totally honest about it, it's nothing to do with anything else, with trappings of power or whatever else. That's the main crux of the issue. They have a problem with that. And it's only now that they've realised that. So I am very shocked and disappointed, because there has been quite a bit of work went into this. And it will benefit our district if we are to become a borough. And say, both myself and Councillor McKee will be supporting the proposal as presented before us.
Thank you, Councillor Taylor. Councillor Riley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Firstly, Madam Chair, I obviously Councillor McGrath's amendment is in order. And I would point out, I went through this with Éire na Mórne District Council, and Sinn Féin and the SDLP were totally supportive at that time, as were the Union of Sunday DUP and all the independents. And I think it was actually Councillor Hyland who signed the letter that went off to the Queen at that time. And in fact, only for a short period of time, it would have been Davy going up to Hillsborough Castle to collect the warrant, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, but if it had been done earlier, you would have went, Davy.
Come off it.
But anyway, that's besides the point. That's history. But the fact is, I don't want to wear robes. I don't want to be called an alderman. But I have personally went through the benefits of being a mayor. And when you go to somewhere like Pittsburgh and you're in the Heinz Stadium and the owner of that facility in front of 50 or 60,000 people says, here is the mayor of Éire na Mórne, it means something to those people. And that is a fact. It does give advantage to the council, and it ups the profile of the council, and it will help. There is absolutely no doubt or question about that, Madam Chair. I've been through it, and I know that it really does improve the image of the council. And as people say, even to have a deputy mayor, as Davy Taylor was, I think, the last deputy mayor of Éire na Mórne, even to have a deputy mayor attend events, it means a lot more to the people than having a deputy chairman. In the United States, they think a chairman's a communist thing. They actually think a chairman is to do with the Communist Party. They think it's to do with the Communist Party. That's the perception in North America about having a chairman. So, Madam Chair, as I said, I would like to formally accept the amendments, and I would plead with Sinn Féin. You just went through this before with no problem. You come out at the end of it still as Republicans, so why inflict this damage on your council? Your council. Why inflict damage on your council over some old petty issue? It just doesn't add up and doesn't make sense. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Riley. Councillor Andrews.
Thank you very much, Chair. Just more or less a thing that people can't understand, or people in the fact that they can't get into their heads, that at Stormont you have the Sinn Féin-led departments, and any legislation that is generated from those departments have to go to Her Majesty to get royal assent. And I can't understand what the big issue is. What's the difference between Stormont and this council? At the end of the day, I think tonight that these a la carte principles, or so-called, or whatever it's been showcased, I think are going to be detrimental to the well-being of our district, and I think that we should use the mechanisms that are available to attain that borough status to have our mayor in place. So I'll be supporting our motion to that effect.
Thank you, Councillor Andrews. Councillor Hyland.
Yeah, thanks, Madam Chairperson. A lot of hot air being spoken here tonight. I mean, Councillor Taylor goes on and says we've been discussing this for the last year and a half. I haven't discussed it once on any occasion with anybody.
Councillor Taylor, it's not a point of order, so please continue.
So he said we're discussing for the last year and a half, and I haven't ever discussed it, or have many of my colleagues say discussed it at any stage. But when it comes down to it, it seems, according to Councillor McGrath, that it's one word we're talking about here. It's where we use the word mayor or chairperson or chairman or chairwoman. And I had no difficulty using that term when I was chairperson of Éire na Mórne District Council. And I never had anybody coming up to me and saying, oh, are you the mayor? No, they said, oh, I'm the chairman.
That's not right,
no, well, that's my experience. But, Henry, I can't vouch for your experience. You may have had a completely different one to
the
mine.
You call the mayor everywhere you go. You know
right, that. Okay. So it makes no, not a, a bit of difference where it's chairman or or mayor. But I tell you what we should be discussing here tonight. We've spent the last 25 minutes discussing it. Is the news is filtering through from Newry that the accident and emergency department of Daisy Hill Hospital is closing down from 10 o'clock at night to 7 o'clock in the morning. Wow. Now, that's going to affect people. That's going to affect them damn well and damn hard. And that's what we should be discussing tonight and putting our heads around and seeing a plan of action that we should be talking about. That instead of going around the table here, going saying where the word's better or not better for our district, we should be fighting against that closure in Daisy Hill.
Thank you, Councillor Hyland. Councillor Enright, sorry.
Well, I do actually remember when this first cropped up, and when it was first brought up, I opposed it. Opposed it for all the reasons given here earlier, and also opposed on the fact that it made no logistical sense at all. Here are we, a rural area with a city, a county town, and 36 other villages and towns, and we're proposing having one mayor. It makes no sense. I think at the time I said, if we wanted to, we could have a mayor for every DEA. In fact, we could have a mayor for everyone in the audience. We could have the Rowallan councillors divide out Sainfield, Ballina Hinch, Crossgar, Killyleagh, and the rest. And they could all be a mayor for a year on a rotation basis. It just makes no sense at all. If we want to use the name of mayor, then we can use it as many communities do. In the Republic, for instance, in Tipperary Town or other towns where they have a community post where funds raised, where there's a competition every year to raise money, and the person who raised the most money for charity gets to be mayor for the coming year. If we wanted to, we could rotate the mayor of our respective DEAs and have seven mayors on an ongoing basis. We could perhaps do something which I suggested at the first meeting that this was brought up, and we could simply decide by ourselves to have a mayor of Downpatrick and a mayor of Newry. And the mayor of Downpatrick could campaign, for instance, for public sector jobs on our campus up here, and the mayor in Newry could try and establish Newry as the base for cross-border enterprise between the areas, between the Belfast area and the Dublin area on the east coast. I mean, this is just complete nonsense. We can have a policy to do or describe our chairperson in whichever way we want, and there's no one to stop us, and we can just get on with it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Enright. Councillor Craig.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Chair, like some others, I'm very surprised that there are any dissenting voices in the chamber tonight, because I assumed that we were all in agreement, and in fact I was amazed at just that Sinn Féin, for instance, seemed to be against it now. I just don't understand really where they're coming from, because we have, for instance, in Newry, a city that during the Queen's Jubilee celebrations and Golden celebrations in 2002, we had Newry and Lisburn granted city status. And in Newry, we have one of the best provincial shopping towns in Northern Ireland, and is commonly reported as such. And this could only but benefit Newry further and the district as a whole, because talking about a tourism product, I mean, we have a world-class tourism product to promote in the district, and to have the status of mayor would certainly add to that. We have it here handed to us on a plate already, the very fact that Newry is classified as a city. We have it handed on a plate, and we're not benefiting, we're not taking a benefit from it. I am just totally amazed and flabbergasted about the attitude that some have taken in the chamber tonight. But I don't know if the dissenting voices have anything to do with the fact that it's a royal prerogative that has to be sought for this. Sometimes I know unionists in the past have been treated with the term dinosaurs. But sometimes I'm just wondering if some of our Sinn Féin members in the chamber are not guilty of that, in the sense that we have in the south. In 2012, we had Her Majesty the Queen's first state visit to the south, and then for the Queen's Diamond celebrations, we had Martin McGuinness shaking hands with Her Majesty, which he called was a historic and momentous occasion. And I just quote from him that he said that it offered the hand of friendship to unionists through Her Majesty, who they hold in high regard. So the fact that there is good relations between the two communities, I think it's time here that Sinn Féin actually moved on in the matter and got behind it and supported this. And any benefit that's coming to the community by the title of mayor should be grasped with both hands. Chair, that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Councillor Craig. Councillor Tinley.
Thank you, Chair. This query is actually probably directed at Liam. Liam, I'm just reading the notes from the agenda last week, the information that came back from John Walsh. In the event that the Boris status vote goes through tonight and is ratified and we formally become a borough, we have the option to revert back under the Northern Ireland Act back to a district, but that process may take 4 months. Could you tell me what actually happens to the council in that 4 month period with regard, what is it known as, and what would the status be of anything that goes out with in the council's name?
Information. Either information, Madam Chair.
Literature.
Information.
Go ahead.
You get that, Liam?
Sorry, go ahead, Henry.
Yeah, Madam Chair, in your end, whenever it was granted, there was absolutely no perceptive change in the chamber whatsoever. We still referred ourselves to Urien Warren District Council. There was no change at all. It's just your position became mayor or mayor.
Thank you,
Chair.
Henry. Point of order.
Chairman, just. Chairman, just to probably pick up a couple of the points. First of all, as you see in the legal advice, you apply for the borough status. Borough status will confer the role of mayor, so you can't officially sign off as mayor until you've got borough status. So, but you will put an accompanying letter to say that you wish the name to remain as district along with the application for borough status. So, in essence, the legislation stands at the moment, following on from the local government boundaries order, it's Newry Mourne and Down District Council. That's legally the title in the legislation for the council area. That's what will remain until the Secretary of State changes it otherwise. The application for borough will be taken and the name will be the letter we'll cover and say is we wish to retain the name, and that's the request. So we request borough status, but to retain the name of district council. Does that answer your question?
Oh, it
does, actually. Okay.
It says here, we become a borough once that's granted, right? But the process to revert back then
is to take up 4 months. The process for borough status takes 4 months. The process for borough.
Paragraph 2,
the councillors ought to note the regulations have to be notified and can take up to 4 months for it to come into effect. So, borough to come into effect.
Yeah. Right. Sir, with your indulgence, can I read that?
Go ahead, Councillor Tinley.
Sorry, my mic's off. This is paragraph number two. There is no option to retain district council when applying for borough status. The council's name will automatically change to Newry, Mourne and Down Borough Council once its order is adopted. However, as Andy Pearson's advice, the name can be changed back to district council by the use of regulations made under Section 12 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Further, the council will remain a borough regardless of any subsequent name change made to the regulations. Councillors ought to note that regulations have to be notified to the department and can take up to 4 months to come into effect. So, is that the regulations name you're saying?
That's exempt legal advice, but if you're asking the point on to it, I can get clarification on. But my understanding from talking to Joe Walsh, it takes 4 months for you to get borough status. And that's the issue. Because unlike some of the other councils where you had two councils, Lisburn Borough Council coming together, Castlereagh Borough Council coming together, there were two boroughs coming together. But neither Newry nor Down ever had borough status, so it's brand new regulations in regard to borough status. The company of the name means that they don't change the name back. That's my understanding from legal advice on it. But I can get clarification on that, Chairman.
It's not very clear, Jim. It refers to regulations in that letter.
Again, just conscious, Councillor Tinley, that these are legal regulations. We're not conscious of yet picking out to ask for clarification on that point, but you need to be careful that these are legally exempt.
Okay, Councillor Tinley. Councillor McAteer.
Okay, thank you, Chair. Chair, you know, listening even to the debate, and it's quite a reasonably civilised debate so far, I don't think that it should sort of get sidetracked into a debate between, you know, unionism and nationalism at the end of the day, because it's supposed to be for the good of the area. And since the formation, you know, of this council, certainly it's been the SDLP position, that we would deploy every possible advantage for our council area and for the marketing of it and how it's seen throughout certainly this country and throughout the world. And at from the very inception of the council, we never advocated, and in fact, no one, even any of the parties, advocated any of the very British sort of trappings of the status of borough. You know, it was furthest from our minds and from our wishes. And I think that goes for every party here. And, you know, I just think that we've possibly slid down the road here again of getting over-exercised by some of the details and peculiarities of the history between these islands of, you know, the term boroughs, lords, ladies, everything. And I think what we really only, I think everybody in this room really wants the term mayor to be used simply just to give us a bit of edge and a bit of equality with the likes of the Belfast and the Derrys, the Corks and the Dublins, and, you know, members of your own party. And I don't want to be, I'm only illustrating them. You know, the Lord Mayor of Dublin is the Sinn Féin Mayor, I think Cork's the same. So, you know, everybody has accepted these peculiarities, and I just don't want us losing sight of it, because it is only for the good of the area. And I do still appeal to Sinn Féin, because it really is. It takes 2/3 of the majority here tonight, of the people present, I understand. It is consider the amendment and consider it in the best possible terms and taste. That's what I'm saying.
Thank you, Councillor McAteer. Councillor Carr.
Thank you, Chair. And I too would be supporting the amendment put forward by Councillor McGrath. And part of the reason behind that, I haven't heard a sound reason so far why it wouldn't happen. I know Terry said they've given it a lot of thought and that they've talked to a lot of people. Louth County Council and groups involved in tourism and so on. I can't think of a single group involved in tourism that would not wish to have a mayor within this district council. We're not going as aldermen, we're not wearing the robes, and we can effectively call ourselves a district council. There is, as has been pointed out, enormous economic advantage and it will lead to economic investment. The city status for Newry changed Newry big time. And mayoral status for this mayor, this council going forward, is like city status. It gives it a lift. It puts it up somewhere higher than it is when it's simply chair of council. I am afraid, and I put it out here, I am afraid that we are about to make one monumental mistake here tonight that will set us back, this whole council, and what we've been trying to do over the past 2 years. Because we cannot go through a process where we're taking a thing, we agree the best way forward, take it so far, and at the last minute, chicken out of it. It's not on. And I do fear that if we don't end up with mayoral status for the chair of this council, then we're making a big mistake. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Carr. Councillor Casey.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. I'm not going to speak on it because Terry has clearly stated our party position on it, but I'm just looking clarification on something that Councillor Michael O'Han had raised there. That when Newry and Mourne, and I hate using the legacy council term again, Newry and Mourne Council were awarded city status that time as a birthday present from the Queen of England. We didn't apply for any borough status. And in actual fact, no, the first citizen did call themselves mayor, whatever. Now, I believe, speaking to Liam a number of months ago, that we had no legal authority to do that. Now, I'd like to just get that clarified. Is that the case, that we were calling ourselves mayor when actually we shouldn't have been? Because I was mayor once and deputy mayor twice, just in case I had to hand the money back or something. I want to know, you know. Had we any legal authority to call ourselves mayor?
My legal advice is the only way you can designate yourself a mayor if you have borough status, and Newry and Mourne District Council didn't have borough status. So I don't know whether there's been any exemption, but that's the two things I put together.
Okay, order, councillors, please. Councillor Stokes.
Yeah, Chair, just to make it clear, and I think there does seem to be a bit of confusion around, I mean, you know, in supporting the application, no interest, absolutely no interest, I personally and my party have no interest in robes, no interest in being known as a borough, and no interest in calling ourselves or any member of this council alderman or alderwoman. It was simply, as I understood it, and I think most members understood it, it was a mechanism to attain the title of mayor as the person, the leader of this council in any one year, the mayor and the deputy mayor. A term, chair, or mayor, as I've introduced you or referred to you throughout this year, chair, because it is an internationally recognised term for the head of a local government district, whether you be in Moscow, New York, or any other major city in the world. And, you know, as the first citizen of this district, you are expected to go out and represent this district both nationally and internationally. And it helps, yes, if people know who you are. And, yes, when you say mayor, people automatically recognise who you are. When you say chair, it does not... It does create a question mark, and it does not have the same gravitas. It is not about egos, as someone has said. It is about giving this district and its citizens, and particularly, Chair, our young people, the best opportunity going forward in terms of jobs, economic investment, both inward and local. Councillor Hurley refers to tourism, and Michael Carr referred to tourism. I honestly believe that the best tourist opportunities we will have is with the term mayor. It is not about egos, as I say. I have a real concern where this is going. Once I hear Liam say that we can get clarification on this, I ask myself, has there been some information? It really has been. And we know, Councillor Casey correctly asked the question. The reality was that under the old Newry and Mourne District Council, the title mayor was self-appointed. It wasn't... people were, it wasn't legally recognised, or it wasn't the proper term to use. Yes, indeed, we got away with it, but probably we're going to get caught out at some point. So really, all we were doing in this mechanism was all we were doing was looking for the term to give the lead person in this council, the term mayor, to simplify the role, and yes, get the best opportunities for this district and its young people. To go forward without this, I do believe we're going out with one hand tied behind our back. And at this late stage, because when I say there does seem to be some misinformation, and it's because it's a 66% vote, Sinn Féin effectively have a veto tonight. It's a bit like the petition of concern last week in Stormont. So at this late stage, I would ask them to reconsider and go back and let's look at the information. And even if they can't bring their way to support the thing tonight, that we defer a decision and until we get that clarification, Chair, because I do believe we're making a mistake. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Stokes. Councillor Mulgrew.
Thanks very much, Chair. Well, it's with a mixture of amusement that I sort of find that suddenly a name is very important. I know I represent the people of Slieve Gullion, and when you look at our council, there's not one mention of them anywhere in it. But and we know who's responsible for that, but that's another story. Not one person that I work with, not one community group has said to me, have you a chair or a mayor? They'll ask me about the roads. They'll ask me about their community policing. They'll ask me about their drugs issue, what way the rates are going, and everything else. Not once have I been asked the difference between chair and mayor. And I honest to God think that not one of them gives a damn. Now, you've been chair here since April. Has it devastated your life that you're not a mayor?
Absolutely not.
Well, there you are. And the reality of it is, this chamber has much more important issues to discuss than this. Now, you have a proposer and a seconder, and you have people that are against it. I would say let's just go for the vote, because it's not important.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Clark.
Thank you, and I've listened very attentively to everybody. There was discussion there that the former Newry and Mourne Legacy Council used the term mayor, and for whatever reasons, weren't caught out. I'm not sure who said that, but what is to prevent us simply just using the name mayor? I mean, realistically, the legal implications cannot be that dramatic or drastic. I mean, what is going to happen? Is the sky going to fall in that if we just decide to call our chair mayor and retain down at Newry Morning down District Council? I just would like maybe Liam to see if there is full clarification. Now, I know you spoke earlier on there, but I just didn't fully grasp what you were saying. And I just feel myself that this council in its present form, referring to the chair as mayor, I really do not see how that is going to cause major implications. I mean, are we going to lose our council titles? Is the council going to be fined? I mean, surely if the name from chair to mayor, it can't cause that amount of implication. And the other matter I wanted to raise was, in terms of obtaining borough status, is there any information or clear evidence that would quantify the fact that if we were to change to borough, that there would be major economic benefits, tourism benefits? Because I know a lot of people are saying that if we don't move to borough status, that we are going to deny this current council major opportunities. But I would like to see facts and figures about that. So I don't know whether, Liam, those two issues can be addressed. But again, as I say, I think being called chair or called mayor, I really do not see how that would cause this council in its current form any implications.
Both, I don't know. I don't know what the issue is. As people say, as I said, I can state what the facts are. And with my advice, I haven't got advice on that basis because it's not something I would get advice on. And again, I haven't done any analysis on the borough and the financial impact of borough. It's not something that we charged to do.
Okay, councillors, Councillor Andrews, I have noted already that you have made a contribution. Is that a point of order?
It's just relevant on legal, on the legal aspect. For say, for example, on Article 2 in this here, can it mean that once borough status is granted, at the stroke of a pen, it can revert immediately back to the district? Titles can be reverted back to district instead of borough?
We've already had that contribution made. Thank you. Okay, councillors, we have a proposal then from Councillor Riley and seconded by Councillor Taylor, and there was an amendment put forward to that proposal by Councillor McGrath. Are you happy also to accept the amendment? Okay. And we have a counter proposal then from Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Brown.
It's direct negative. It's direct negative. Okay. Yeah. So it's just a politic and a Chairman, it's a for and against. And again, it will require, as you will say, 2/3. And the figures, therefore, will be is that it will need to have 24. It will need 24 for the borough status for it to be carried. So, a recorded vote. Councillor Ray called for a recorded vote. So
can I just get a point of clarification then, just on the amendment that I made? Given the protections of the amendment that I made, if we understand them correct, then this is a vote for or against having a mayor of our district. Is that correct?
My understanding with your amendment is that it was to have a mayor, to have a mayor for the district. No, don't use the word. We apply to use district at the same time as we submit the charter. And the third thing is we won't be appointing aldermen.
So in other words, this is simply a vote about having a mayor or not?
It's for no borough status, Chairman. It has to be. You can't get a mayor unless you get borough status. But on the base, proceed. It's to proceed with an application for borough status.
Councillor's order, please.
Yeah.
Point of order, Chairperson.
Just a second, please, Councillor.
My understanding is that what you're voting on is, as proposed by Councillor Riley and seconded by Councillor Taylor, and taken on board the amended amendment made by Councillor McGrath, which the proposer and seconder of the motion has agreed to, is that Council will proceed with the application for borough status and, if successful, agree we will not be appointing aldermen and will apply for regulations to be made to allow for the Council's name to revert to district.
And we won't be wearing robes.
I won't be wearing robes. It won't be allowed to go to the alderman.
Councillor Enright, point of order.
Point of order, Chairperson. This is a vote on whether we go for borough status or not. And the mayor is simply an appendage to the motion. We have no legal advice on whether or not we can call our chairperson mayor by way of a policy change or simply by custom and practice. In fact, we have no legal advice to say whether we can have two or three mayors. It's simply not before us. This is a vote on borough status and whether we want to go for borough status or not. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Okay, we'll proceed with the vote then. Record of order. Record of vote.
Call them out. Record of vote. Councillor Andrews. Sorry. It's for the proposal status with the amendments proposed by Councillor or suggested by Councillor McGrath. Okay. For Councillor Bailey.
Against.
Councillor Brown. Councillor Burgess absent. Councillor Burns absent. Councillor Carr. Councillor Casey. Councillor Clark Patrick.
Yes.
Councillor Clark William.
Yes.
Councillor Craig.
Four.
Councillor Curran.
Four.
Councillor Devlin absent. Councillor Donnelly.
Four.
Councillor Dorn.
Yes.
Councillor Ennis.
Yes.
Councillor Enright.
Yes.
Councillor Fitzpatrick.
Four.
Councillor Hannah. Councillor Hart.
Yes.
Councillor Harvey.
Four.
Councillor Harty.
Yes.
Councillor Highland.
Yes.
Councillor Kimmins.
Yes.
Councillor Larkin.
Yes.
Councillor Loughran.
Four.
Councillor Declan McAteer.
Four.
Councillor Kevin McAteer.
Yes.
Councillor Colin McGrath. Councillor McKee.
Four.
Councillor Mulgrew.
Yes.
Councillor Mernon.
Four.
Councillor Paul O'Griven, absent. Councillor O'Murray.
Yes.
Councillor Quinn.
Four.
Councillor O'Reilly.
Four.
Councillor Rowan.
Yes.
Councillor Sharvin, absent. Councillor Stokes.
Four.
Councillor Taylor.
Four.
Councillor Tinley.
Four.
Councillor Walker.
Four.
So, Chairman, the result is 20 for the motion, 16 against the motion. It hasn't got a two-thirds majority. The motion falls.
Okay, councillors, that brings us to a close for this evening. Thank you and safe home.